Hey everyone, it's Matt. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you like it, please share it with everyone and don't forget to leave us a review. Now let's jump into the episode.
In 3, 2, 1, welcome back everyone to the Bold Notions podcast. I'm your host Tongue with Matt and Steven.
Hello.
How you doing?
Before we start, have either of you guys heard about Amethyst Realm?
No.
No.
It sounds like some random ass dimension. No, it's actually this one lady from the UK. The story came out 2018, and it's this chick is basically marrying a ghost.
What?
Well, she plans on marrying a ghost. Back then, she planned on marrying a ghost and having ghost children.
Yuck.
Yeah, let that sink in.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
You already know the story is fucked up when her name is Amethyst Realm.
That's her name?
That's her name.
Oh, I thought like that was first just... name, last name?
First name, Amethyst, last name, Realm.
I thought that was just
that's
like
not
a,
her real
like
name.
Like a screen name. Name or something.
No, that's her
no,
real name.
No, like she changed it.
It has maybe. To be. Anyone that's listening, look up Amethyst Realm. I'm about to go over it real quick. So she's on this news. They're doing an interview. They go, because the ghost proposed to her, they go, is your fiance here with us? And she's like, oh yeah, he's here right now. And she points into like a pillow on the couch that's indented like someone's sitting in it.
Dog, she'd be riding that pillow if you catch my drift.
They ask her, they're like, so how did he propose? And she's like, oh, we were on vacation. And then I just started hearing the voices like, will you marry me? And the guy goes, so you heard it in your head? And she goes, well, it's a little complicated, but like the little jab is like, is it all in your head, bitch? Are you crazy? Because I feel like this bitch is crazy.
Probably.
She has
sounds fucking crazy. Yeah. She needs some psychiatrical help.
Sounds like a schizo.
The funniest thing was she had a boyfriend at the time, right? I think it was a couple
a
years.
A real one?
She has a real boyfriend.
So let me get this straight. The dude got cucked by a ghost.
By a ghost, yeah. She was like, she tells the story. She's like, yeah, my boyfriend comes home from work one day and he's seen like a man's silhouette from the guest room's window.
A man's silhouette. Is this person in the UK?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. How do I know these things?
I literally said it was in the UK.
Did you? I didn't hear that part.
Don't worry, guys. He's Polish.
You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He gets a freebie.
That's racist.
But no. It's funny as hell. Check it out. Amethyst Realm, man. You guys ready to hop into the topics?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Steven, you want to start off?
I just want to know, does she have the vibrator and is like, ooh, okay, ghost, you're doing the job.
Steven's flabbergasted.
I am, too. That shit fucked me up.
All right, let's make this a quick topic then. All right. They ask her, she's like, so you guys have sex? And she's like, yeah, we have sex. And he's like, do you get off when you guys have sex? He's like, I do. So this bitch is already selfish when it comes to that.
Oh my God.
So she's probably just flicking the bean. Like she goes in a dark room, flicks the bean. I feel like, I don't know.
Ectoplasm is what you're going to get.
That's gross.
That's gross.
Somebody call the goddamn Ghostbusters.
Seriously, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
That's gross.
It's a wild story.
All right, well, going from ghost dicks and ghost
no wonder
marriages.
We fought against them, I'm just saying. It's some weird motherfuckers.
Oh, God. All right, so going into a topic I want to talk about today, it's a pretty controversial one, and it is, do you think that drug addiction or any... I wouldn't say any addiction, but drug addiction and alcohol addiction, is it a disease or would you classify it as, in my personal opinion, I think it's a lack of willpower to bring yourself out of it.
Willpower for sure. Lack of willpower.
So I used to believe like, you know, it was like a lack of willpower is your fault. It's not a disease. It's just an addiction. Over the times when I started hearing stories about people who are addicts and how it, you know, develops, like you said, it starts with like a lack of willpower, but I can see how it starts. Usually people go to like certain vices because they lack like a sort of a connection with either people or just anything in the outside world. So they look into drugs. I feel like the initial addiction is an addiction, but when you really rely and depend on drugs, that's where a problem can start.
Yeah, it becomes a dependency where it's like, oh, fuck, you know, I need this hit to sustain me.
Yeah, like they literally can't fight the urge to, you know, go out for that vice.
But that also kind of falls into, man, I need a cigarette every day. Or when you're dealing with, like, alcoholism, it's like, you know, I got to have a drink before I get through this shit, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think, personally, if you have the right support, if you have the right people, that you can overcome your addiction.
Yeah, and that's, like, the medicine is, you know, actual connections with people. Like, people who seek drugs and all that, when they go through rehabilitation, usually some will reoffend because they're still outed by, like, family members or friends, people that are close to them. And the only comfort that they find is drugs. So people usually reoffend to feel that warmth again.
I don't agree. I don't know. I have this argument with someone I know all the time, and they think it's a genetic thing. So alcoholism is genetic and all this other stuff. Me growing up with alcoholics, I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can stop when you want to, right? COVID-19 is a disease, or like the flu, or your cold, or whatever. Those are diseases. Injecting heroin is like something you do. It's not something you can you can't help getting the flu, right?
Yeah.
So that's a disease or a virus or whatever.
Right. And I agree with you on that. I feel like that if it's in that circumstance, then yes, it's just
self-imposed.
Yeah. Where it's like, I'm going to shoot myself up with this needle.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that's why I had the disease where I have to do this. That's
yeah, it's disease. A disease.
I feel like that when you use that word in that type of addiction, it's more of a crutch than anything to kind of be like, well, it's okay. He only has a disease, you know. I don't agree with people saying that drug addiction is a disease. I feel like you can, with the right resources, get over it with your human willpower, yeah. You know?
Have I ever told you guys how I kicked a nicotine addiction?
No.
So, one day I really wanted to get hookah, right? And my hookah was in my brother's car. I went out of my way to drive all the way to his work to get the hookah. You guys know me. I'm lazy as fuck. Quite possibly the most laziest out of all of us right now.
You were fiending.
Yeah, I was fiending. So I was driving to his work, right? And, you know, I started to think about it. I was like, Why am I driving? I barely like go out to grab whatever I want unless it's really necessary. So I was like, you know, I probably shouldn't smoke hookah. Let me just turn around. Realize I'm still driving towards his work. I was like, I might have an addiction because I want to go home, but I'm still heading to the work. And I like kind of just forced myself to just turn the car around, right?
Right, but that's your willpower.
Yeah.
That's your willpower right there.
So yeah, going back to it, I feel like the initial, like, once they started taking it, that's on them. I don't feel like it's a... I would agree with you guys. We shouldn't classify it as a disease, but we should classify it as an self-afflicted ailment. Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Like a doctor prescribes painkillers.
Right.
And someone starts taking it, and then they get addicted to them. That's not really self-afflicted. That's just a side effect of trying to get better.
And
so how do you justify that as being like, you know, a disease or anything?
And that's pretty fucked up in itself too, how people can get hooked on painkillers so fucking quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not even, again, it's not even their fault, like you were saying. It's just you take the what's the big one that they use, not Percocet,
Xanax? No.
No, Xanax.
That's not a painkiller.
No, I don't know.
That's
drugs.
I think it's like a psychological drug, Xanax.
I can't remember the name of it. It's like some people get addicted to morphine. Like, okay, for instance, in the 40s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Soldiers were getting addicted to morphine and shit because they used it so much.
Yeah, they used it like candy.
Yeah. And see, and I agree. That's more of somebody imposed that addiction onto you.
Right. But when they came back from war, were they still addicted to it?
Yeah.
A lot of them?
There was a lot of underground morphine drug trade from a lot of the GIs. Jeez. Coming back over. And this goes on to the war with drugs. I don't agree with the war on drugs.
Oh, yeah, the war drugs.
I think that's
ridiculous.
I think you need to, in my opinion, legalize the drugs and have resources open, available to help people with addiction. Not like how California dealt with it, where it's, well, we're just going to give them free needles, and that's it.
You got a drug addiction? You want to feed it?
Right. Yeah. And that's what they're doing. And that's what they're doing. And it's so fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
If they actually took the time to help the people with the addiction and encourage them to say, hey, if you go through rehabilitation for your disease, you know, we'll give you a free room or board for like 2 months or some shit, you know.
Real quick, going back, when you say legalize all drugs, are you saying all drugs or like just specific ones that are not harmful to the people that take it? Like, weed is getting legalized, but would you want them to legalize meth?
I mean, if it cuts down on the trade and people stop using it, because right now it's the lucrative of, ooh, this shit, this shit's illegal. Ooh.
If they legalize meth, I'm going to open up a shop.
Here's my thing. I don't agree with legalizing. Okay, look at Oregon, right? That's the state that legalized, was it heroin?
Like almost
Do you think that's going to stop heroin users? Or you think it's going to make it more convenient for them to get it? So now if you're a police officer in Oregon and you know this heroin addict and you know them personally, because a lot of officers know their local heroin addicts or, you know, druggies and shit. So now you can't do anything, right? You can't get him off the street. Or he could be doing something. He could be breaking into cars, looking for money for more heroin, stuff like that. Now you can't do anything if you pull him over. And if he's got heroin, well, I gotta let you go, I guess.
The way that I see it, though, is if you do legalize everything, what is the purpose for the cartels? What's the purpose for the drug dealers?
I understand if you want to fight the cartels, but...
Or the drug dealers. Because now... And I'm not saying people are going to just...
They're still going to make money off it, even though you legalize it.
Mm-hmm.
The dealers are still going to buy it to sell it. They're not going to have, like, heroin shops. You know, like weed shops. I doubt it. It's not going to be regulated by the government.
And I know that.
I'm just saying that I don't really agree with legalizing heroin and cocaine and stuff. Marijuana is different, okay? That shit you can literally plant in the ground and grow it in your backyard.
But you can also grow cocaine from the, you know, plant. But you got to do like a whole process.
Yeah, but you got to do like a whole chemical process for it.
So
like,
that makes
sense.
That's
a little different.
Yeah.
Or like, what about magic mushrooms, too? Because mushrooms
psychedelics.
I don't mind that. Mushrooms are fine, but like
they don't. Psychedelics doesn't affect people like how,
and they're not
addictive, whatever, right?
But it's still considered a drug.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
well, and that's where you kind of have to
because it opened up your mind.
I think
brother.
anything that alters your state of mind is considered a drug.
Yeah, alcohol.
Like alcohol.
Yeah.
It's not really considered a drug, but
it still falls under the classification.
Yeah.
You know, it draws a fine line of what do we do to combat it. The war on drugs is an absolute failure. I think we can all agree on that. It is an absolute fucking failure.
Yeah. I mean, we did kill Pablo Escobar.
I mean, I started smoking weed before it was legalized.
That guy was evil, man.
I mean, yes.
Pablo Escobar?
Yeah.
Did you guys see that Netflix show?
Yes.
Fucking wild.
But look how many people took his place. Doing the same worse shit.
Same with, what's the guy in Mexico?
Chapo.
Yeah. Chapo's in prison. His kids are running the shit.
Exactly.
So it never stops.
So why not, instead of the war on drugs, why don't we just do a war on the cartel? Wouldn't it make it a lot easier?
It would, but these countries don't want our help.
Right.
They don't want us there.
See, you have to think about this, right? In the political aspect of things, Mexico uses... Let's put it like this. Mexico's government is completely corrupt.
Oh, yeah. They make money off of it.
Yeah. They make money off the drugs, the smuggling, even the human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever anything happens to a Mexican politician where they're starting to get pressure on it, that's when they start releasing the valve saying, okay, just
a little bit.
Just
you can have
bit.
That one person. You can have Chapo.
Right.
But you can't have the rest of the organization.
Right. Or they'll be like, all right, send a bunch of people over and fucking get them across.
Because really, when they got Chapo, what really happened? Nothing. They just had him. They didn't get their entire organization and everybody, all the dealers, nothing.
And his whole cartel fucking shot up the shit. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry, Santi, but your homeland's going to have to take an L for us to take this dub. We're going to war with Mexico, guys.
I mean, let's just be honest. If the Mexico reached out to the U.S. military and said, help us, how long do you think it would take for the Marines to go in there and just stomp out the cartel?
Yeah, honestly, with satellite imaging and all that, we could probably track all these
people. If they really wanted to, they could ask for help. But obviously, it's going to make them look bad because it makes them look like they couldn't do it. And they asked Big Brother, the U.S., So it's pride. It's a pride thing, and it's also a money thing, because I guarantee you a lot of those motherfuckers are making money off of it.
It's already like that, though. I mean, do you see the fucking people hanging from billboards and shit, decapitated and shit? Yeah. You know, that's... They don't put it on the news, but that's an everyday occurrence and shit.
No. Well, yeah, that's why when you go to Cancun, they tell you don't leave the resort. Whatever you do, don't leave the resort. Don't tell them where you're from. None of that. Just hang out here. That's it. Yeah. In this spot where we got armed guards.
You see those fences? They're up for a reason.
All you right, leave the square, you are fucked. We can't help you.
Let's move on to something more, you know, cheerful.
Okay, so have you guys seen Logan Paul is fighting Floyd Mayweather?
That is the funniest shit ever, dude.
I can't believe Floyd agreed to this shit. I mean, it's a lot of money here.
How much?
I don't know how much, but the Conor McGregor fight was like $200 million or $300 million that he got because he hosted it, because Floyd Mayweather has his own company, hosts these fights. So Conor McGregor got like $100 million and he got like $300 million.
All I got to say is Mayweather better knock Logan Paul out, because the black community needs this.
Can you imagine if Logan Paul wins and breaks Floyd Mayweather's undefeated record in boxing?
That would be the wildest shit. Floyd Mayweather's
undefeated, like 48 or 49 and zero. Can you imagine?
We got to watch to see this, because just that happening.
The odds are very, very low. Floyd Mayweather's a slippery little fucker when he's in
very,
the ring.
He's very quick, yes. Like, he's light as fuck on his feet. Are they even in the same weight?
Hell no. I think Logan Paul's like 6 foot something. Floyd Mayweather's maybe like 5 foot six. He's a short guy. Floyd Mayweather's not that tall.
I don't know how boxing goes with its weight class.
It doesn't matter, because Floyd's hosting the fight.
Okay.
So it's anything go, whatever they agree on. Whatever they both sides agree on, they're going to agree on the weight. That's what's going to matter the most is weight. So Floyd Mayweather is going to have to be a certain way, and so is Logan. Logan's probably going to have to lose weight, and then Floyd's probably going to have to gain some weight. Because Logan's already a ripped guy. I mean, he works out, so and he's tall, so he's probably going to have to drop weight, and then they're going to have to agree on...
Damn, why is Matt's cheeks getting all red talking about how
My good... cheeks are always red, dog. But it's this time of season.
Yeah. It's when he becomes jolly.
I feel like if Logan wins, they're going to have to be a boxing match between him and his brother.
Oh, but man.
I doubt that he's going to win, especially against Floyd. Like you said, 48 or 49 and undefeated.
Now, let's take some bets. What round do you think that it's going to happen in? The KO or something's going to happen?
See, Floyd is not a knockout fighter whatsoever. He is a going the distance fighter. He waits for you to get tired, and then he fucks you up and wins by points. It'll probably go the distance. I don't know what Logan's stamina is, but when I remember watching the Conor McGregor fight, it was kind of like that. Like, Conor McGregor got some good hits in, but Floyd was on a defensive for like six rounds. And then after that, you could just tell Conor McGregor was tired. But he made that mistake. Conor McGregor kept attacking. So when he couldn't even pick his gloves up anymore, Floyd went in for the kill and just basically won by points. Now, he almost knocked him out, but the ref stopped it because he was getting fucked up pretty bad.
Yeah.
So Floyd's not a knockout fighter by any means. So when he says he's going to knock somebody out, he does. I think he maybe has like one knockout in his entire career. So he's not a knockout fighter. He wins by decision. So it might go the distance. I don't know. I mean, Logan Paul has been and Jake have been training. And it shows Jake knocked out Nate Robinson.
Yeah. I ain't posting that shit.
In a round. So, and Nate Robinson's, like I said last week, athlete.
Yeah.
But so is Floyd. Logan Paul, it should be interesting.
See, he's younger also.
Also younger.
How old is Floyd? He's like
40-something. 40,
yeah. And
high 40s, I think.
Yeah, Logan's half his age.
Yeah.
So
I think I think it's going to come down to experience, really. I think it's going to come to how well can they fight. Mayweather's got more of the experience in fighting.
For sure.
I just don't want another fucking one of the Paul brothers to win, dude. Honestly.
I think it would like shock the world. I think no matter what, it's going to be rigged. There's no way that Floyd would take on this boxing match if he thought he was going to lose. I feel like it's rigged. It's just a money grab. Like, there's no way.
You think Snoop's going to go ahead and...
I hope so.
Dude, that'd
that
be
was
great.
So good.
Snoop's like, the greatest.
He thinks this is a hood fight. I think that was great. For sure. Joe Rogan and Snoop Dogg.
Oh, my God.
Commentary right there.
Beautiful.
That'd be amazing. I'd pay. But I already know it's going to be like $120 pay-per-view, probably.
Yeah, well, I'll chip in. Yeah. Fuck it.
And they're going to split it anyways. They're going to be like, man, you took that hit really well. Here's your $100 million or whatever.
I'd be pissed if they tied. If they just go, oh, it's a tie. Dog.
You know that should be rigged then, for sure.
Yeah. If it's a tie, it's rigged 100%.
No. Yeah, the fight would be entertaining.
But I'm excited. This is cool. This is actually pretty cool. I'm not a fan of Floyd by any means. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's a beast in the ring. He's a little bit of a coward as far as a fighter goes. But, I mean, it's smart. He's smart.
Yeah, again, he's very, he's very, you know, fluid.
He's very fast. Like, just boom, boom, you know, dodging. He's not a knockout fighter by any means. When he fought Conor McGregor, I thought he would go, like, head-to-head with him, but he didn't. So, it was just kind of like duck-and-weave kind of fight, like Manny Pacquiao fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They hugged a lot in that fight.
They hugged a lot.
Bro, they hugged more than me and my father. Fuck.
Well, me and my father never hugged.
You don't know your father. Shut up.
Well, I know him.
It's Vin Diesel, dog.
I don't have friends. I have family.
It's Polish Vin Diesel.
Polish Vin Diesel.
So did you guys hear HBO for all of 2021? They're going to be putting out their show or all the movies on HBO Max. Did I say HBO twice? I meant Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
They're planning on putting all their movies onto
2021. This is the reason why I got the subscription.
Hell yeah.
They talked me into it.
And I'm trying to take that subscription, dude.
Dude, you guys got everything. HBO has Cartoon, Crunchyroll, bunch of all of, like, the Will Smith movies and just like a lot of shit.
I think
DC now too.
That's how this... The new model's going to go.
Yeah, for every other, at like, studios.
And I know the theaters are absolutely fucking furious about it.
Like, well, Warner Brothers, they say that they're planning on doing this just for 2021. But I feel like since everyone's already in quarantine and lockdown and everything, this will extend into more years. And with other studios trying to compete, everything's going to go towards streaming. Like, we already see how it is. Honestly, don't think theaters can survive because already there are so many are shut down.
I think as Americans, it's all about convenience. Everything we use in our everyday lives is, if it's convenient, it's going to be successful, and that's what we're going to use.
Hell yeah.
We got DoorDash, you can get alcohol delivered. What else? I mean, you can get your groceries delivered. Like, we've become very lazy. So
hell yeah.
Dude, if you tell me I don't have to go to watch a movie, I can just click on it from home. If it's successful next year, I guarantee you it'll never go to a movie again.
Honestly, we're all looking like that Wall-E future is about to happen.
I was just thinking that too.
We're all just sitting in those hovering chairs.
Convenience is key, man. And you can be convenient, you win.
Dude, if I can scratch my balls during a movie and not feel like, you know, people are staring at me, I'm sticking with that route.
Depending on how successful it's going to be, I have a feeling that this might be here to stay, or at least be an option. It might still go to movie theaters if they survive, but this stream at home option will still be there because you have to subscribe to that studio to watch the movie. So if you want to watch, and Wonder Woman's coming out December something, 20 something,
mm-hmm.
you want to watch that, well, you have to have HBO Max. So right there, that's going to make you pay that $15 just to pay $30 more to watch a movie. But people were like, all right, yeah, fuck it, I guess. And well, you have Wonder Woman, and I like Wonder Woman, so I'm going to subscribe like I did, because they said they're going to release all their movies next year on HBO, which they got Black Adam coming, stuff like that I want to watch.
I just know that the theaters were having a pretty big hissy fit over that, too.
Well, they overcharge for popcorn, so fuck those guys.
Popcorn's double the price of the ticket. You go fuck yourself.
Well, I know they have contracts, though,
right,
with these big movie producers and stuff. So I'm wondering how this is going to affect the contracts and what kind of lawsuits are going to come out of, you know, like AMC or, you know, whatever your local
AMC,
movie.
MJR, all the Imagine.
They'll probably just pay them out. Be like, all right, what was their contract for the year? I'll just give you that money. Move on.
I don't know.
I mean, y'all
better be holding on to that stimulus relief shit.
Movie theaters don't make most of their money off ticket sales. Yeah, they make it off concessions. That's why they're so overpriced. So really, it's only hurting the movie theaters because you're not buying popcorn, not because you're not going buying movie tickets.
Would you guys even want to go back to movies if they open up?
I do, yeah. I still like the experience. I like the big screen. Like, I like going to Imagine the Super IMAX. I think it's awesome. The surround sound, you're not going to have that at home. So I still want to watch movies there. I like watching movies at home, but it's just the experience.
I want to get fucked up in the movie theater.
See, so, I can't drink, but like smoking and going to the movies doesn't even sound entertaining to me either. So I'd rather just smoke on the couch and put on like the new fucking movie.
I like surround sound when I watch movies. I like bass and just a giant ass screen. I'm like, dude, this is awesome.
You know what I hated? When I finally like asked you guys if you all want to go watch a movie. Like, this was during right before Corona happened. Oh. And we were all like, yeah, let's go watch this movie. I never suggest going out to movies because I like going to movies by myself. And we'll talk about that in a sec. I finally asked you guys, hey, let's all go to the fucking movies. And then everybody was like agreeing. And then quarantine just shut my plans down. I was like, this is what happens when I suggest going to the movies. I should just stick by watching myself. Yeah,
you wanted
to
watch some scary movie, right? Or something. And I was no, like, eh, I guess.
We watched it on my birthday. And it was fucking hilarious. Yeah. It was funny as hell.
It was that Nun movie?
No, not the Nun. What did we watch? It was like The Hunt or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
But it was pretty funny. It was a bunch of Democrats hunting Republicans.
Oh, that was at my house.
Yeah, we watched it. Okay. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That's what I called it. I said Democrats or Republicans hunting Democrats. Yeah.
When we started watching the movie, I was like, this was not what I expected. And this is fucking hilarious. And
it's a good movie.
I don't know if that's what they were shooting for, but it was pretty fucking funny. Let's talk about going to the movies by yourself. Me, personally, I don't see a problem with it. But Matt, on the other hand...
Why you gotta call me out like this?
Because you call me out about it all the time.
Because when you go see like an Avengers movie and you go see it by yourself.
I want to watch the plot, bro.
Dude, I don't know,
I just
want
to say when I went to go watch Endgame, thank God that none of you were there because I started crying. Two tears rolled down my face.
You could have cried on my shoulder.
Fuck your shoulder, dude.
I cried on your shoulder.
Fuck
my shoulders
you.
Are pretty big. So are yours.
You know,
cry on each other's shoulders.
Chill,
damn.
Dude. Steven's dad listens to this.
I didn't even get an invite.
Open invite, dog.
All right.
No, I don't know. It's just like when I want to go to movies, like me and Mark and we'll go see like Fast and Furious movies and we'll go watch it. And it's just like funner with a friend, I guess.
See, yeah, that's my point. If I go watch a movie that I really want to like, you know, invest into the plot, I'll go by myself. Like Marvel movies, it's been fucking how many years since 2007, since Iron Man came out? Yeah. I enjoy watching it because whenever I go with you fuckers, I'm trying to crack jokes, trying to, you know, keep it lively and all
throw
that.
Popcorn at each other.
No, that's his brother.
Yeah. Oh, that fucking
his brother is terrible.
But like when I want to go watch a movie, like the movie I suggested, like scary movies or some shit, I want to go with my friends because that's going to be more entertaining. What about you, Steven?
I don't know, man. I would say I like going with friends more. I've always had that experience of going with like somebody to go watch movies.
I feel like it's the equivalent of going out to eat and sitting by yourself.
Dude, I love
Is
doing
it
that
weird?
Too. I love
Is
doing
it
that
weird?
Too.
I don't think it's weird, but
it looks weird.
Again, you're in what is it called? Extrovert?
Extrovert.
Yeah, you're an extrovert. You're an introvert.
Yeah, I'm more introverted.
Well, this is why I created stay-at-home movies now, so you can pay and watch it your bed people like you.
I can blitz up, don't have to drive to the theater, pay overpriced popcorn.
But like dude, when I see people eating out by themselves, like you ever see like an old man and he's just eating out by himself at a table?
I see myself in the mirror
for
before,
that person.
Yes.
Like you're like, oh, that feels sad.
Well, okay, see, now I'm a little conflicted on that because when I was working at Bell Tire, I would fucking go out to eat after work. And
go
shit.
Out to eat where? Like Subway, or are you going to Applebee's and sitting by yourself?
Like Applebee's, Ramshorn, and I would get a fucking drink or a coffee and shit.
You loser.
I'm kidding.
Your coworkers couldn't go with you?
See, oh, no, I dealt with them assholes for 8 hours. You think I want to deal with them even
Applebee's
more? You
Applebee's by yourself, huh? And really said, let me get the blondie.
The dessert.
Oh, there's a story with the blondie. So, fuck, what year is 2014, my 18th birthday. Me, Matt, and a couple of friends decided to go up to Canada.
Oh, no, I forgot about
and
this.
And we're in the Applebee's there. We're fucking, you know, dessert comes. Matt asked for a blondie, right? And this guy, he starts eating it, and it comes with, like, this little syrup sauce or whatever, like a cream. And he pours it over the fucking dessert. And he starts eating it, and it's like, this is lemony as hell. And then he takes a couple of more bites. Like, he's halfway done with this, right? And then his girlfriend, no, she dabs on her finger, and she goes, this is salad dressing.
Look, first, in my defense...
Motherfucker, you finished half of it.
In my defense.
Oh, Canadians, like, are just weird, bro. They put lemon on everything. That's what I thought. Huh?
Like, well, we're in Canada. Maybe their shit is different. Because, you know, Canadians be weird.
You want some poutine, eh?
I thought maybe they make their... I'm like, damn, they make their blondie with lemon sauce? Like, that's what I'm like. And then, yeah, my girl's like, this is salad dressing. I'm like, you gotta be fucking... kidding me. And
he gets a new one with the actual dressing, and this man smashed all of that. I was like, god,
dude, blondies
damn
are amazing. If you ever go to Applebee's, try their blondie. It's so good. Just make sure it doesn't taste dressing like lemon.
No, just ask for the side of it. See what happens.
This is the first time I've heard this story.
It was so stupid. Yeah, I ate half that motherfucker, and then my girlfriend decides to tell me after I've eaten half of it that it's salad dressing. This was at the time where she used to work at fucking Applebee's.
So, wait, what is the blondie? Like, is it...
It's like a brownie. It's like
it's a vanilla brownie.
Yeah, vanilla brownie, but it comes with ice cream, and it's the sauce that makes it good. Like, the drizzle. It's like white chocolate,
yeah,
or
Matt
something.
Yeah, Matt loves white drizzle all over his blondie, huh?
It's good, man.
You're
try
disgusting
that blondie,
your
man.
Your parents listens to this.
Okay, well.
And you ate that motherfucker with salad dressing.
Yes, I did. Half of it. In my defense, it was half of it. And I've been drinking.
Dude, if your girl never mentioned it, you'd probably finish it off. Let's
I probably
be honest.
Would have. Let's, yeah, I probably would have.
He was so mad. He's like, you're telling me I ate this shit with salad dressing? I want another one.
I told the waitress, I was like, excuse me, bitch. I acted offended even though I smashed half of it. That's what she looked at me. She's like, well, you smashed half of it, but we'll get you another one.
Bitch, you better.
I was like, damn. But American. I got another blondie, so it's a win for me.
Hey, let me get some buttermilk ranch with that one.
No. I would have definitely
blue
been able to
cheese dressing. Fuck it. Give me the Italian.
Oh, man.
I can't believe you've never heard this story.
No, this is a new one for
me. I'm like, damn, you Canadians are weird. Y'all put lemon shit on your blondie? Yeah, I guess.
Matt, you also wanted to talk about...
Yeah. Let's talk about... Have you seen anybody on your social media that's posting about fucking wearing masks and, oh, make sure it's over your nose and make sure you wear it because this and that, there's a pandemic and blah, blah, blah.
Me and you were talking about this. You probably seen her thing also. We're not going to say names, but she's a nurse. You know, shout out to all the first responders and everyone in the healthcare. But this bitch...
I love what you're doing, but if you're going to post about goddamn masks...
Don't be a hypocrite about it.
And then I see you out with your fucking friends doing cha-cha circles on your story and shit. Nobody wearing a mask, by the way. I don't want to hear it.
Do what I say, not as I do.
I see it all the time. And it's like, why are you going to get mad at people not wearing masks when you're hanging out with people and you being... In the medical field, it's like, I don't know. Yeah.
The only thing is I'm mad is, like, just practice what you preach. Don't be a hypocrite about it.
I understand the importance of wearing a mask and blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to wear a mask outside, first of all. I think that looks stupid as hell. If you're walking down the street wearing a mask, walking your dog by yourself wearing a mask, you look weird.
Or riding
your bike or anything. Or driving your car
by yourself wearing
a fucking mask.
Dude, my oldest brother he goes off about that. He's like, you're in your own car. Why
it
are you
makes me
this?
So mad.
I don't know. I don't have a problem with it. I just think you look stupid.
Like, if you walk inside a business, wear a mask. Because there's other people there, and if you end up having COVID, you shouldn't be giving it to everybody else. So wear the fucking mask. But if you're driving your fucking car or you're walking your dog, why the fuck do you need a mask on? Like, we were downtown Plymouth, or not Plymouth, Northville yesterday. There was a cop walking down the street. He had an N95 mask on, and I'm just like, huh, he's walking by himself. But I guess cops have to do that now. It's part of their thing. They have to wear masks when they're just walking down the street. You're not just going to breathe it in.
Hey, Matt, catch criminals, not corona.
that's a good one. Yeah, it goes back to the whole restaurant thing. All right, we need to wear a mask until we sit down. And then
that is stupid.
It goes right above your head when you're sat down. Does.
That is very dumb. But I also feel bad for these restaurants because now they're forced to close another 12 days.
Yeah, so, that's what Whitmer said, right?
Yeah, like I went downtown Northville yesterday, it looked dead. Like, the stores were closed. Nothing was really open. There was a few. Any restaurant that could do outdoor was doing outdoor. So,
and that weather, dude, it was pretty cold out yesterday. Yeah,
it wasn't terrible. They have, like, those big heaters, the propane ones.
Yeah.
They work pretty well.
Mr. Heater or whatever the fuck.
So, but I was glad I got to go out and support a business that I know is forced to be fucked right now because they only can have, like, 6 tables or something outside, which is all they had. So, imagine having only 6 customers at a time, and it wasn't busy at all. It was pretty dead. Yeah. So it's like, it's sad. So I wonder how many are going to survive at the end of all this.
Yeah, it's already a shame. There's quite a few bars that are, well known.
They can't even be open. They don't even get the option, I don't think, to do outdoor because I don't think you can, I don't know if you can, not all places let you serve alcohol outside, I don't think. Mm. Like downtown Northville, yes, because Main Street and Center Street right there is like you can walk around with alcohol because it says, but once you get past a certain point, it says no alcohol beyond this point because they're doing like an outdoor thing. But like if you're a hole in the wall bar off a freeway or, you know, just in down Plymouth Road or something, you can't just grab a drink and walk out with it.
Going back to hypocrites, Whitmer herself was at a bar. Fucking drinking and shit.
That remember? Was fake.
Was that?
That was photoshopped.
Damn, bro.
Somebody photoshopped that. I remember that, and I ended up looking it up, and it was photoshopped.
Damn, my ass really should do some research, huh? Practice
was,
what I
it
preach.
It was photoshopped.
Fuck. What the fuck, I'm a piece stretching of shit. Gretchen?
But what was not fake was her husband calling to get his boat in the water after everybody else was closed, but he called and said, well, will it help if my wife is the governor? And they're like, no.
Go fuck yourself, dude.
What for a piece that, of shit. And he's like, and then she was on TV. She's like, oh, I was just joking. Oh, it was a joke and it just went bad. It was not, where was the punchline?
There was no punchline. Yeah. Punchline is you're a fucking political scumbag.
Yeah. Just like the governor, I was talking about it during lunch break today. I was telling Tongue, I don't know which governor it is. I'm sure you can look it up, but they were in Cancun. And they extended the lockdown in their state, and they sent a message from Mexico to their state saying that they're extending the lockdown while he's on vacation in Mexico.
How do people not think that's fucked up, dude?
Oh, a lot of people think it's fucked up. I'm pretty sure.
But there are still people who are like, no, that's fine.
Makes sense to me.
Stay safe. Hashtag coronavirus.
But then when you protest with guns, you're a white supremacist because this Michigan Secretary of State was complaining there was people outside her house with rifles.
Well, I feel like you shouldn't pull up to her house with rifles.
If you're being a tyrannical government, anything goes, damn it. You gotta put the fear in these motherfuckers, dude.
Throw some goddamn bricks through her windows.
I guarantee you, Governor Whitmer is going to fucking Cancun this weekend. All the fucking Democratic governors are gonna be just having a powwow.
Just roll by her. What you bang, homie? Start throwing up some gang signs and shit.
She's gonna be in fucking Cancun with Governor Newsom. That fucking idiot.
Did you guys hear Trump's whole vaccine plan for America, prioritizing it before, you know, or sending it to other countries?
Yeah, all foreign countries. That's a tough one.
I don't know. I feel like that just works pretty well. Like, fuck it. If American companies are developing it, I feel like, shouldn't we get it first?
We should, but to sign an executive order and saying no one else is getting this until all Americans that want to be vaccinated get vaccinated, then you guys can have it. And they said they won't even get it till like March or June of next year. That's a long time. And I kind of feel like the UK and Italy probably helped us in our research a little bit.
Suck it, UK. We defeated you back in 1775.
I understand.
Real quick, to quote Barack Obama, if you got a big dick, swang that shit, all right? I don't know if that's an exact quote, but if we develop it, might as well use it on us first. I don't see a problem with
I'm
that.
Not seeing a problem either, but that's a long time.
You got to boss up on weak allies, dog.
Yeah.
On weak allies.
Hey, yo.
Yo, tell that to Churchill, bro. He was a fucking beast back
but
in his
But he was
day.
A beast. Now he's not. Now what do we got? Sussy-ass motherfuckers.
Yo, just give that shit to Poland. I don't give a fuck. The rest. Oh, just slide some to Poland right quick to my family.
But what about the starving children in Somalia? Fucking suck it, Somalia.
That's their problem.
Stop raiding my goddamn cargo ships.
I ain't gonna help you, Prince, all right? This is a likely scam, it says on Google.
Likely scam.
Please, I'm just trying to give away $1 million.
Oh, and yeah, to those Indians that keep calling me from whatever building y'all working at, trying to sell me bitcoins and shit, y'all can wait.
Nothing, nothing.
You teasing me? Because
I get a call from you motherfuckers at least 10 times a week.
Bro, they love telling me I fucked up my IRS tax returns or
this
some
shit.
This
is the IRS? Yeah. I'm like, huh.
No, I think I agree with the American come first. The only reason why I agree is because it's kind of like, hey, we're going to test it out first. That way we don't get sued by the rest of the world if shit gets fucked up.
That's true.
I feel like if other countries want to take the risk and actually try it as the same time we do, they shouldn't be allowed to sue if something does go bad.
They should
be glad that we're being the test subject, even though the vaccine is being tested before it goes out. They should be glad that we're testing it even further.
My thing is, the UK approved the vaccine last week. And then all of a sudden, America gave him the big fuck you. Like, you ain't get this juice. This is our juice. You can't have any.
That is the funniest thing.
The last person we should fucking give it to is China, goddamn it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Fuck well, you.
They'll probably fucking hack somebody and get it anyway. That's how they got F-16s and shit.
Look, we're going to make our own vaccine. How'd you do it? Oh, we just crushed up a bunch of monkey skulls and shit and fucking threw in some bats and shit. It's good. That's how it works.
Wait, you put bats back in it?
It's okay. The antibodies will,
COVID
2.0. They grind up elephant tusks.
Putin just kept shooting scientists until they got it right.
Dude, that's
wild.
Yeah,
he gave it to his daughter. He gave his vaccine to his daughter.
That is wild.
So, hey, Russia's good. We don't need to help Russia, right?
You're talking about Russia. I didn't know there's a communist party in America, like an actual party that tries to run also. It's just the United States Communist Party. What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, it's
get
it's
those
called,
idiots out of here.
It's called All of Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
But, like, we spent all this time during, the Cold War and all that, fighting communism. How is there gonna be a party in America? That is wild.
It's like the Nazi party. The Nazi party's still in America.
There's an actual party, like an official party?
Yes. It's the neo-Nazi party, and then they have subsidiary groups from it. I don't understand how you can be American and be like, yeah, I'm a Nazi. Dude, you're a fucking idiot.
This one's gonna get bold. Same with motherfuckers that fly Confederate flags. You guys lost that war. Shut the fuck up, please.
The flag.
But should they be able to wave that flag?
They can wave it, but I'm allowed to make fun of it because they lost that 100%. Fucking war.
Just don't think it should be banned.
Speaking about the Confederate flag, how long did the Confederacy last? Like a few years, right?
Literally, yeah, it wasn't very long.
Yeah, it's like, and they're like, oh, it's a part of my heritage. Fuck you.
Your
heritage lost
that.
A war. I don't know.
I can see that being part of the heritage of the South. I mean, I feel like you look fucking dumb if you live in Michigan and you're waving the Confederate flag. You're far from being down fucking South.
Okay.
But if you live in fucking Boondock, Tennessee or something, you want to wave the Confederate flag, then fuck you, I guess. I don't know.
This is actually the first time I experienced, like, racism. It was just this one kid, right, who had a Confederate flag on his truck. His jokes to try to like offend me were the dumbest jokes. I'd be like telling a story or something in the group, and this kid was like, "Shut up, Tom, you're Asian." It's like, is that the best you got? Come on. You racists need to get more creative, please.
He didn't even call you a chink?
No, right? I was like, wow. He's probably the most politest racist I've ever met. Fucking.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Okay, going back, I knew a group of people who were like, bro, we're country. We're country as fuck. All them motherfuckers grew up in Crawford.
Crawford?
Yeah. That's where they fucking grew up. Wow. They didn't grow up in the fucking South. They didn't, no.
Yeah, that looks retarded.
You're a fucking poser, and you should feel bad.
If you are actually from the South and you have a Confederate flag outside of your house,
you know what?
Whatever.
Yeah, that fair enough. I'll give it to you
because it is the South. But if you live in fucking Livonia, Michigan, and you have a Confederate flag waving from your front lawn, we should just burn your house down. No offense, but you just look fucking dumb.
Yeah, man. That's funny, man. One thing I'll give racists, they're fucking hilarious sometimes. Like, there's some good Asian jokes that I've heard that I will laugh at. Again, it's hard for me to get offended from fucking jokes, but, like, I will laugh at them all fucking day, dude.
Okay, so did you hear about the left purge on Twitter?
The left purge? What's this?
Yeah, so it happened a couple days ago. It was like hashtag stop the left purge. So you know how Twitter and the big social media companies like to basically silence like right and moderate like Twitter accounts or like Facebook accounts, right?
Right.
So Twitter rolled out some new guidelines and rules which went against some of the outspoken left. And so they started banning like all these fucking extreme left fucking pages, and they were all freaking out. Like, all of them were like, stop this. This is against freedom of speech. This is horrible.
Really?
And all this shit. And then Count Dankula and a bunch of other ones are like, kind of sucks. Kind of like how we've been saying this all fucking along.
Yeah.
How does it feel? So it's just kind of just like,
good.
Told
I love
you,
it.
Bitch.
Awesome.
We got to stop censoring everything.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't mind if you censor it, but make sure it's even on both sides.
Yeah,
I totally don't agree with the government stepping in telling a business what to do. Okay, their shit, they created it, do whatever you want, but gotta be fair. That's the main point.
And that was like one of the things, they're like, this is a public forum.
Yeah,
this shouldn't be allowed. And then all the fucking
Ben Shapiro comes out of nowhere. Well, like we said, try to tell you guys. I don't know how Ben Shapiro talks.
But like that's how like Count Dankula and all of them were like, see, we've been telling you this all along, and look what fucking happened.
Right,
it happened to you. We said it was gonna happen. Eat your shit
and shut the fuck up.
And then they were like, make your own Twitter. And then nobody wanted to respond to that.
Yeah,
they're like, they're all moving to Parler.
Yeah.
All right.
Make your own shit.
Yeah, we've been going on for almost an hour, guys. You guys wanna call it quits here?
Yeah,
we could call it quits.
All right, everyone, if you enjoyed what we do here, please leave a like. Wait, what? Leave a like this ain't YouTube.
Like, sub, and subscribe. Let's fucking
ring
go!
Ring that bell notification.
Ring that bell.
Smash the like button.
But share the show. Get our names out there. Help us out. And yeah, we appreciate everyone. You guys ain't gonna say nothing?
Fuck no!
Peace.